Political infighting and skyrocketing unemployment in Argentina are forcing many residents to reevaluate why their ancestors immigrated to the country in the first place. Unemployment has skyrocketed past 16%. Many Argentines are now considering retracing their steps back to their former homeland in Europe. NPR's Martin Costi reports from Buenos Aires.
Economic crises are tricky things to measure. Do you judge the gravity of the situation by tracking personal income, industrial growth, or GNP? The best measure may be the lines outside foreign consulates. At the moment, the longest line is outside the Spanish consulate, where people show up every day as early as 6 a.m. This young man, named Oscar, says he's had it with his job in a plastics factory, 12-hour days without hope of advancement. And he wants to take his young family to Spain to start over. It's the quality of life that we're after, Oscar says. Here in Argentina, we don't live life, we just survive. Like most Argentines, Oscar's forefathers immigrated here from Spain and Italy, part of the same wave of European migration that went to the United States 100 years ago. But unlike Americans, many Argentines now regard that immigration as a failed experiment. Oscar says he wants to correct the mistake by going back. If we don't go now, Oscar says, 40 years will go by in the blink of an eye, and we'll find ourselves in the same position as our grandparents who came here and who are now struggling to get a decent pension. Oscar and his family are waiting in line to reclaim their grandparents' Spanish citizenship, a common move in this country of European immigrants. Outside the Italian consulate, representatives for at least 7 different document translation companies pass out leaflets offering to help Argentines claim the coveted European Union passport. Ugo Frattini, himself the descendant of Italians, says business is good. It's like a boomerang, Frattini says. The Italians came here a century ago, and now, because of this economic and social crisis, they're going back. This migration boomerang flies through the offices of Vincenzo Palladino, the Italian consul general in Buenos Aires. Palladino surveys the consulate's packed waiting room as he smokes a cigarette and shakes his head. I would guess that 5 million Argentines could easily claim Italian citizenship, Palladino says. That's because Italy grants citizenship to anyone with an Italian grandfather or great-grandfather. Roughly speaking, that's half of Argentina. Palladino says since Argentina's recession began 3 years ago, applications for citizenship and passports have skyrocketed, 30% just last year, and the rate is still climbing. Things got so frenetic that the consulate recently banned the line on the sidewalk outside. The mood was too tense and fights were breaking out. Instead, there's a weekly lottery system, and Argentines applying for citizenship can now expect to wait at least a year. Palladino says it's impossible to know how many of the Argentines will actually emigrate, but he believes it's not as many as it seems. Most of them are getting the citizenship as an insurance policy, he says. They want to have the papers ready just in case, so they can leave in a hurry. Back outside, the Argentines who've applied for Italian citizenship scoff at the idea that they're just playing it safe. Ramon Diaz, an out-of-work mechanic, says the consulate just says that to appease the Argentine government.
El gobierno argentino dice de que el país o el pueblo está creyendo en el gobierno argentino que ya no hay tantas colas en los consulados.
The Argentine government says it has the confidence of the people, and it says the lines at the consulates aren't so bad, Diaz says. But that's because they're making the bureaucracy harder. The truth is, we don't have work and we want to leave. When asked whether he'll miss Argentina, Diaz shrugs. Like most potential immigrants here, he says he always has the option of coming back, if the Argentine economy makes him a better offer. It's people like Diaz who are putting Argentina in something of a novel position. With a growing proportion of its population holding 2 passports, this country is faced with citizens who have started to think of themselves as customers in search of the best nationality. And at the moment, these customers are not happy with the deal they're getting from Argentina. Martin Costi, NPR News, Buenos Aires.